You are listening to Real Talk, the weekly podcast that offers you success advice and practical pointers that enable you to unlock your phenomenal power and confidently step into your full potential. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Confidence Coach, here to inspire you to have the confidence to live the life you deserve. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Real Talk. As ever, it's a pleasure to meet with you guys every week, and a big shout out to all of you who have rated, subscribed, reviewed, given me feedback on your social media platforms and iTunes or even Podbean, whichever way you're hearing about this podcast. Keep on doing it. And if you haven't done it already, if I could ask you to just pop along and give me a review of the podcast, or rate and subscribe, and even better, share with anybody you think would be great to hear, would be great for them to hear this. Now, this week I am dealing with the topic of deserve, of being deserving. And that's why I put I don't deserve, because there are many times we go through this. Have a think. How many times have you told yourself that when you want to move on for a relationship, you want to apply for a new job, go after that promotion, or even just give yourself a treat, that you don't deserve it? The feeling of deserve can apply to many areas of your life, and many people feel they don't deserve love, or they don't deserve money or freedom, financial freedom, or they don't deserve to be fit, have a healthy body, and it all depends. Some people feel that they don't deserve it in one area of their life, and others feel that they may not be deserving in many areas of their life. Now, believing that you're undeserving affects so many things in your life. And for some of us, it has the ability to stop us being loved, to be fit and fabulous, to be financially stable, to be emotionally stable, to have a life that we really deserve, to create meaningful relationships. But stop a second. How different would your life look if you said or believed, I deserve? This belief of I don't deserve, I'm undeserving, can so easily replace the belief I'm not worthy. And notice how we emphasize I, even I did it, whether we consciously think it or not, and then place the focus on ourselves. When a client, or even myself sometimes, has that belief, the feeling that I don't deserve, or I shouldn't do this, I'm not worthy of this, my immediate response is, who told you that? Or what makes you think that? And often or not, there being a situation or an instance or a life event, such a bad relationship in their life, that led the person to believe those beliefs. In the past, for me, it was a result of having a bad marriage, break down my marriage, or when I felt I didn't get a job that I put my life on hold for. Those all brought up the feelings of being undeserving or not worthy. And feeling like we don't deserve something shows that we're equating our performance with our self-worth. We can only feel worthy of love and reward when we've performed well, and we can never perform well enough to feel worthy for very long. And then our thoughts turn to, what did I do wrong? Why aren't I good enough? If I couldn't get that right, then I don't deserve to be better, have anything better. You've heard the term, we become our own worst critic. Now, these limiting beliefs, because that's what they are, in turn can often result in us having low self-esteem, low self-confidence, and it can actually be stifling the opportunity for you to live your best life. When your self-esteem is strong, you feel confident in your ability to move forward in your life and allow yourself that love, that healthy outlook, all that fabulousness, those meaningful relationships, that fantastic, fabulous, glorious life. So how can we move forward from a state of I don't deserve to a state of I am deserving and tap into your inner confidence? Well, the first thing you need to do is to tell that voice in your head to shut up. Kick it into touch. I know it's easier said than done, especially when we're really in the depths of woe is me and I really don't deserve this. But start by giving yourself some credit by discrediting what the voice is telling you. So take this, for instance, take the issue or situation you feel you're undeserving of. Say, for instance, that new job. Take a sheet of paper, draw a line down the middle, so you've got two columns. On one side, label it reasons why I deserve, and the other, on the other side, reasons why I'm undeserving or I don't deserve. Then fill it out. Be as specific as you can be. Get it all out. Get it all down on paper. And when you're done, if you're like most people, you'll find that the undeserving side is pretty full. After all, we're very good at highlighting our weaknesses. We're never very good at shouting about what we do really well. And so the I deserve side will be pretty sparse. Now tear that paper in half, down the centre, down the line that you've drawn, and take a good look at the half that's labelled undeserving and challenge every single statement. Challenge them and see if they're right. They might not be. For example, if you said you didn't have the experience to apply for the job, I want to cross that out and rewrite why you have the experience. Think about it. You didn't just apply willy-nilly for the time, the job when you applied for it. You know, didn't apply to be a brain surgeon. You know, you applied for the job because something inside you told you you can do it and drove you to apply for it. So maybe you temped for someone in the role previously. So you thought, oh, I know that job. You've taken some classes to help you improve and so on. Reframe how you've been seeing your weaknesses. And once you've gone through all of those, transfer the reframe ones to the I deserve list and take a really good, hard look. Those traits that you're criticizing yourself have value to other people. So focus on what's right for you. Focus on those strengths and realize that your skills and strengths have value. You have value and you deserve. So that's it for this week. I hope you found that useful. Remember, you deserve. Do that exercise. Every time you think about, I'm not worthy or I don't deserve that, just do the exercise and play the pros and cons as to why you do and why you don't. You'll find you've been hypercritical of yourself and it's time to let up. So until next week.